Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan says the police department will continue its reform efforts, even as a search is launched for a new chief of police. Chief Kathleen O'Toole announced she's stepping down at the end of this month. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
For 5 years, Seattle police have been under a federal court order or consent decree to improve. The order followed a Justice Department investigation that showed a pattern of biased policing and excessive use of force. At the time, there had been several high-profile incidents involving Seattle police, including the killing of native woodcarver John T. Williams. When Kathleen O'Toole was hired as police chief in 2014, her main job was to institute reform. She says she's proud of what she's been able to do.
Productivity is up. Use of force is down significantly. I mean, everything, all the numbers are trending in the right direction. I think the cops really care, and they've embraced reform.
She says she's leaving for personal, not professional reasons. Mayor Jenny Durkan, who signed the consent decree when she was U.S. attorney, says keeping the department on track is a top priority.
Whoever the next chief is going to have a very large task of making sure that we continue reforms, that we stay in compliance, and that we continually improve as a police department.
But the department has continued to draw charges of bias and excessive use of force. The police killings of Shea Taylor and Charlena Lyles, both African Americans, prompted community-wide protests. And the federal judge has yet to release the city from federal oversight. O'Toole and Durkan say instituting change has been difficult.
We know from recent events that there are more reforms that need to be made. There's more trust that needs to be built with the community.
Durkan says even after the consent decree reform requirements are met, her goal is for Seattle police to go the next step and become, in her words, the best police department in the country. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.